I was a privileged child because music was part of my everyday. It's part of my heritage. I really see that I come from a mother that was incredibly strong, that had a lot of determination, a lot of endurance. She knew what she wanted. She went after for what she wanted. Even with the apartheid system, when I left South Africa to go to Israel in 1975, there was the first time we saw South Africa from different eyes. And people asked the questions that you never considered. I was friends with Zinzi and Zanzi. Those are Nelson Mandela's children. So there was this group of Le Nouveau Generation. Everything was about, you know, was free. We were like happy. We're hippies. And it was an exciting time.
It's only when I left the country that we were able to appreciate what we had.
Winter come, and the first time I see snow.
I had no family. I had no friends. My husband went to school. After school, he went to work.
The loneliness. And that's when I started to appreciate my culture.
I started to sing.
Summertime. Well, the living is easy.
But I tried to sound like Diana Ross. I had the long dresses as she did. I had the makeup.
And I had the wig. But nobody was watching me there. I'm not used to this. Me, I'm used to when I sing, you watch, because I grew up in theater.
So I started to incorporate. And people were saying, what? What's this about? And I changed out of my Diana Ross dresses. I wore my African costumes. I changed my hair and I wore my traditional turban. And people started to say, well, that's lovely. What's that you're singing?
That's nice. And that was the beginning, 1986. That was the changing point. And I produced my first show in Club Soda. Take an interest in other people's culture. It's an education because we have all these different cultures and languages and food and taste and clothing. And Quebec is unique. It is culturally rich. Why would I go away when I have la crème de la crème? I don't have to go to Haiti to know about Haitien. I don't have to go to those countries. But later on in life, I wanted to go to those countries. And I did go. And I could identify not so much just with the language, but even with the people. And I learned and I was able to incorporate from their music to put it in my music because...
There are no musicians here from South Africa. I work with people from Jamaica, from Haiti, from Quebec.
And I wanted to understand their music like I want them to understand my music. And that's what opened the door for me.
When you land in South Africa at the airport, you say to yourself, heavens,
it's a black man's country. Where are those white people that used to be before?
You see, you arrive at the airport now, and the people who work there, well, when I left, that's not what you saw. The women are strong, because before it wasn't just apartheid. There was also sexism.
That women cannot do this, women cannot do that. Today, the women are running most of the business in South Africa. And so when I go back home, it inspires me. So it charges me up to come back here to continue. I am privileged to have seen both worlds, to have lived in a country and lived the experience of apartheid, but without knowing it was apartheid, because that's all I knew. And then come out of it, and really seeing the transformation.